Did you know that I used to want to write fiction? I had dreams of being on the New York Times bestseller list with an epic fantasy novel. You know, think Lord of the Rings. So I'd get up every day an hour or an hour and a half before work so I could write. Except I didn't write. I would plan to spend all day Saturday writing. I had the whole day off. All I could do was write, except I didn't write. You could say I didn't have any discipline about writing, and you would be right. I used to beat myself up about it because I couldn't seem to get my act together enough to write the book that I wanted so much to have written. All that changed when I quit my job and started my own business. All of a sudden, I didn't have the luxury to sit around and wait for inspiration. I had to find that discipline to do the work because if I didn't, I wasn't going to get paid. I had to figure out the secret sauce to being more disciplined. This is episode 145 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast, and today I'm answering a question from a Six Figure Systems member who wants to know how to find the discipline they need to sit down and do the work that needs to happen to build their business. If that sounds familiar to you, then I have three ideas for you to try today.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedard.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/145. While you're there, be sure to download my clear framework. This is the blueprint that will take you from no business to six or even seven figures as a digital course creator or coach. Don't let the simplicity of it fool you. This is a powerful action guide, and all you have to do is follow the steps. If you're new to the show, be sure to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday morning, and next week I'm going to share four ways coaches can scale their business with courses. But that's next week. This week is all about finding the discipline to sit down and get to work. That's obviously something I have struggled with for years, and maybe you have too, so let's go ahead and dive in. Back when I was dreaming of being a New York Times bestselling author, I could envision the book. I could see it. I could see the title. My name was on the cover. It was hardbound, nice artwork. If you've read fantasy novels at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what it looks like. I could see it. What I couldn't see, what I never envisioned, was actually doing the work, was actually writing the book, actually outlining and sitting down and typing the manuscript up was the piece that I never envisioned. And that's my first tip for you. If you find yourself lacking in discipline, then what I want to recommend you do instead of falling in love with the result that you are after is falling in love with the process. That's my number one tip for you. Enjoy the process. Doing the work is never our goal. Our goal is always out there somewhere, far away. It's to have a big mailing list or make a lot of money or build a membership site or land a new client. The goal is never to do the work involved. And I think that's where a lot of us kind of lose the thread because it's the work that gets us to that result. But if we can't envision the work, if we don't enjoy the work, then we're never going to get to that result. Falling in love with the process is what is going to get you to that goal. So maybe that means falling in love with keyword research for your blog, or falling in love with writing those blog posts, or falling in love with finding new ways to drive traffic to your website, or falling in love with recording podcast episodes, whatever that intermittent step is or that intermediate step is that's going to lead you to that longer-term goal is the piece that you have to enjoy. We can't just envision that long-term goal because that is not enough to sustain us. We have to enjoy the process of getting there. That's the only way to maintain the discipline necessary to keep going, even when it feels like we're not getting anywhere. And as a side note, I probably should say here that it's going to take you longer than you think it's going to take. And we have to be prepared for that. It is going to take longer than you want it to take. But when you love the process, it won't matter. If you love to write blog posts, it won't matter if it takes 5 years to start making money from your blog because you are enjoying the process. So fall in love with the process, not just the result that you are after. The second strategy I have for you, and I've said this before, is to treat your business like a job. Now, I know I'm repeating myself, and I know this doesn't sound sexy at all. We quit our jobs so that we didn't have to work for someone else. The last thing some of us want is to have a job. But by treating your business like a job, by giving it that respect, you are actually giving it more opportunity to grow. You're actually giving it what it needs to become that result that you are after. If we don't at least give it that opportunity, it's never going to become what we want it to become. So when I say treating your business like a job, what I mean is setting regular working hours. And I'm not saying you have to work 40 hours a week or 60 hours a week or 80 hours a week or whatever. No, but set regular working hours. Maybe that means you work from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If that's all the time you have, that's fine. But show up and work during those working hours by giving yourself and your business the respect it deserves and showing up when you say you're going to show up, you are much more likely to get the results that you want. And that is another way that you can create discipline in your life. And a funny thing happens when you do this. When you know that you are going to work from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or whatever your working hours are, your brain will miraculously begin to switch on at that time. I know this sounds really weird, but until you experience it, you may not understand how powerful this really is. Your brain is ready to get to work during working hours if you just practice those working hours consistently. Another way to treat your business like a job is to hold yourself accountable for hitting milestones. When we worked in the corporate world, or we had a job, someone else was holding us accountable. You had a boss who was waiting for that report, or who was waiting for that spreadsheet, or who was waiting for that presentation, or who was in that meeting that you had to stand up and speak at. You didn't have the luxury of saying, I just wasn't feeling it. I didn't feel like doing this today. I'll do it next week, or I'll do it tomorrow. You were not afforded that opportunity because someone else was holding you accountable. As business owners, we have to learn to hold ourselves accountable because there is no one else that's going to do it for us. That is our job as the business owner, is to show up and do the work even when we don't feel like it. So treating your business like a job means holding yourself accountable for those milestones. And if you find that it's tough to hold yourself accountable for those internal milestones, it certainly is for me, then one way to get around that is to build in public. Start a podcast and declare that you are going to publish an episode every Monday morning. And all of a sudden, you're not holding yourself accountable. Your podcast listening audience is holding you accountable instead. I don't show up and record this podcast every week because I'm able to hold myself accountable. I show up and record it every week because I know you are waiting for it. So that's another way to hold yourself accountable and treat your business like a job if it's something that you struggle with. A third thing that you can do is learn to recognize when you are procrastinating and call it what it is. Now, sometimes procrastination is really obvious. Back when I wanted to be a fiction writer and I could picture my name on the New York Times bestseller list, it was very obvious that I was procrastinating. Even I knew I was procrastinating. I would get up, like I said, an hour or an hour and a half early, and instead of writing, I would sit and watch reruns of Who's the Boss on TV. Obviously procrastinating. But sometimes procrastination is really sneaky. Instead of sitting in front of the TV, instead of working, this kind of procrastination looks like reworking your logo for the 12th time instead of writing that email that you said you were going to write. It feels productive, but it's not. It's a lie. Other things that feel productive, but really are not, are things like studying a course about your business, or reading blog posts about business, or reading forums about business, or trying out new software to run your business. All of those things are procrastination disguised as productivity. Learn to call procrastination out for what it is and be honest with yourself when you are procrastinating and ask yourself, why did I choose to do this instead of the thing that I intended to do? Once you have identified procrastination and called it out for what it is, the next step is to make a plan to do better tomorrow. So that plan might mean saying to yourself, you know what? My logo is good enough for now. I'm going to publish it. And next week, on the weekend, when I have some time, I'll give myself permission to look at it again and maybe I'll change it then. But for now, it's good enough. You can also get really specific about what you intend to do. I think this may have helped me back in the day when I thought I was going to write fiction books. This kind of specificity would have really helped me to actually get something done. What this looks like is sitting down and saying to yourself, okay, tomorrow I'm going to spend 30 minutes outlining the first two chapters of my book. It's a very specific task. When you know exactly what needs to be done, it is much harder to procrastinate. Another thing to try is to set a specific time and place. Studies have shown that when you set what's called implementation intentions, you are three times more likely to actually follow through than if you do not set those implementation intentions. And what an implementation intention is simply writing down what and when and under what circumstances you are going to do the work. So for example, you might say, when I sit down at my desk tomorrow, I will write three emails before I move on to other tasks. That is an implementation intention. It is a promise to yourself. And you are three times more likely to actually do that than if you do not have that intention at all. When I think back to the version of me who wanted to write fiction, I wish I could tell her that the secret to getting that book written wasn't to get up a couple of hours early every day. It wasn't to have just the right laptop. It wasn't to be hanging out in the writers' forums or to be reading blog posts about writing. I wish I could tell her that the real secret was to fall in love with the process of writing and to treat my writing like the job that it was, to give it the respect that it deserved, and to recognize procrastination for what it was. My life might be very, very different now if I had known that then. Maybe it would be my name on the New York Times bestseller list instead of Rebecca Yarros. Who knows? But what about you? Drop me a comment below and let me know what dream you are putting off because you tell yourself that you need to have the discipline to just get it done. And how are you going to use what we've talked about in this episode to find that discipline? And could you do me a favor? If you enjoyed this episode and you have a friend or a colleague who could use business building advice, would you share the link with them? That's the best way to help our channel grow, and I would appreciate your support. That's it for me today. I will be back next week with 4 ways that coaches can use courses to scale their business. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I will see you next time.
If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.